Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. Next week has the release of The Disaster Artist, and we're going to be talking about it all week next week. I'm really excited about it. Supposedly, it's super ambitious, but delivers and is delightful, and honestly, I can't wait. I'm really, really excited. And to celebrate it, this week, it's from Seth Rogen and James Franco, who are the best of friends. And we're looking at best friends. We looked at the best games to play with your friends Monday, yesterday, the best buddies in film. And today, we're looking at the best friends in comics. Now, there's a lot. I will say I'm leaving off people who are more of a sidekick role than best friends. So, just anybody who's a sidekick just does not count. Hulk and Rick Jones, he's kind of his sidekick. And other ones. But here we go. Number 5 is going to be Professor X and Magneto. These guys have known each other since after World War II, where they were working at a Holocaust survivors hospital. And they would, they were friends. They had the same taste. They both loved music and literature and very progressive thinkers and both mutants. Now, they would start to veer away from one another, with Magneto being anti-human and Professor X being, coexistence. But over the years, they would always come back together, no matter what. When one of them died, the other one would be there to pick up the pieces and help. To this day, you have Magneto helping with the schools and training the young X-Men. And I think it's something that speaks to the compassion in Professor X's heart. And also, the same thing, the love in Magneto's. Because no matter their differences, they always find each other. Plus, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart are best friends, and that's just delightful and great and so much fun to watch. If you don't follow them on Instagram and things, you should, because it's delightful. Number 4 is going to be Quantum and Woody. Now, these guys were friends who their fathers... It's from a Valiant comic. So, not Marvel or DC Comics, but Valiant Comics. And they were friends who were in this accident, their father's dead mysteriously, and while they're investigating, they're in this accident, and they got superpowers. But as part of the deal, they have these cuffs, wrists, things, it's hard to describe, that they have to bang together every 24 hours, otherwise they themselves will just dissipate into nothingness. And the Quantum character, he decided to be a hero and fight crime, and Woody, who that's his real name, was I'm just going to kind of do my thing. But it's a really fun, kind of mismatched team where very much like the Odd Couple or teams like that you see where one of them is kind of comedy, which is obviously Woody in the scenario, and the other one's more straight-laced and genuine and righteous almost, but they do come together, help people, save the day, and do things like that. Lots of great stories. Take a second to soapbox. I love Marvel, I love DC. They produce amazing comics, but for those of you who just read from the big two, you're missing out on so many things, whether it's Valiant or Boom, Avatar. There's dozens and dozens of third-party studios that produce amazing work. IDW, Titan, they do great stuff. So go check them out, because you may find your new favorite character there. Just saying. Back to the list, though. Number three is going to be Nightwing and the Flash. Now, this is Wally West Flash. These guys were on, founded the Teen Titans together when Nightwing was Robin and Wally was Kid Flash. And ever since then, you know, they've just grown up and been best friends. And it's really great to see, because you always see Nightwing with Batman. And that's, you know, more of a mentor, father-son type role. And he's always really, well, not serious compared to Batman, but, you know, he's always around all these serious people. But when he's around Wally, you know, they get to cut loose, hang out, have fun. Recently in Nightwing, well, not recently, but since Rebirth, Nightwing had a nice little story where Flash came over and they had like a guy's night out, and it was a lot of fun and really touching. You know, showed that these guys have been lifelong friends and they know the legacies they're supposed to live up to, and they know everything they're supposed to do, but at what matters to them most is each other and the other person's happiness. And it's a great story. I mean, I pick up Titans, the whole team in Titans are really good and close friends, but Dick and Wally definitely, you know, steal the show when it comes to the friendship ride. Number two, gonna be the Heroes for Hire, Iron Fist and Luke Cage. These guys have been pretty inseparable since the 70s. And Power Man, Iron Fist, it's been awesome. And personally, to me, one of the highlights of the Defenders TV series was these two interacting. And I really hope, instead of giving each of them a second season, they just combine them. I think it would help Iron Fist out tremendously. But these guys, you know, have been there. And what's neat is, you see them deal with real world stuff, because most of the time they are just street level heroes and dealing with, you know, thugs, drug dealers, prostitutes, human trafficking, things like that. They've seen the nitty gritty of it, and it's brought them closer together. They've been there for weddings and childbirths and heartbreaks and deaths and losses, but they'll still go, you know, have a beer, hang out, and be friends. And really, I guess this is spoilers for number one, but I think it's the strongest friendship in the Marvel Universe. I mean, there are some other ones, but the Iron Fist and Luke Cage, Danny and Luke, is just wonderful. And like I said, I would watch an entire series of just them two sitting around talking. It'd be great. Before we get to our number one, though, we do have a couple of honorable mentions. We have Cap and Bucky, who have been, you know, one's been the stronger figure or the other for almost 100 years, and it's really cool to see that develop. Captain Falcon, same dynamic, not quite as long, is really good. Another Valiant shout-out, Archer and Armstrong, is great. I do have a dishonorable mention, though, that when I was researching, this was the number one on a lot of people's comic book best friends, and I just don't agree with it, is Batman and Superman. These guys, you know, they're friendly, but the Batman doesn't have friends, and it's, I don't know, they've tried to take each other down too many times, and I think it's a respect more than a friendship type thing. I know Super Sons is kind of playing it up like they're friends and things, but even then, you can tell in the undertones that it's more of a respect than just a friendship. You know, all friendships have respect, but there's not as much caring there. So, soapbox. But our number one, though, the number one bromance friendship in comics is Blue Beetle and Booster Gold. They, since Justice League International, these two have been inseparable. I mean, you can't have one without the other. And anytime somebody talks about, oh, Blue Beetle's going to show up in this, they're like, oh, well, where's Booster Gold? Or, like, Booster Gold's in Smallville. Oh, really? Where's Blue Beetle? And because peanut butter and jelly, these guys are so much fun and enjoy each other's company so much. They just have fun. And whether they're saving the world or mowing the lawn or paying rent or, you know, getting in an argument with Green Lanterns, they are they do it together, and it's really sweet and touching. Recently in Injustice, there was a really cool moment with Booster Gold and Blue Beetle that, I just almost teared up. It was that great. It was phenomenal. But that's going to be it for us today. Let's know, what are some of your favorite romances, best friends in comics? I left off Harley and Ivy because that's a romance. That's a straight up, like, romantic relationship. So before you start yelling at me for that, and we are focusing more on, like, bromances, but don't think I didn't think about Harley and Ivy. But let me know who you think. You know, should we have put Green Lantern and Green Arrow on here, or Wolverine and Nightcrawler? There's a lot more out there. Let me know some of your favorites. You can let us know in the comments below here, or over on Facebook. Let us know anywhere on social media. We're on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, everywhere out there. Find us. Just look for The Night Nerd. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy hearing from every single one of you. Make sure you're checking out all the other shows on the network. We have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sounds. Lots of good things going on all of those. That's going to be it for us. Again, I am Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the